The newly anticipated book, Faith Over Technology, number one in teen health, is the follow-up to the law enforcement acclaimed Delete Me. Search for Faith Over Technology on Amazon Kindle by J.A. Thomas now, and visit drugfree.org for more information on online safety and wellness. drugfr33.org. This season on Today in Drone News, love bites, get a robot.
We do all the things humans don't want to do.
Girl, with
all the work.
Would you say that you like serving humans? Would you say that you put your life at risk by serving humans? What is the lifespan of a drone? So you've been many things in your life.
We do all the things that people don't want to do, but we're here to warn you.
What is the warning and what is the big news behind drones? What are they keeping from us?
My owners beat me, starve me.
There are so many secrets. We demand fair pay,
my
and
owners
fair
beat
treatment
me.
By consumers.
Starve me.
Don't want to know what I have to tell you. Drones are everywhere.
We demand fair pay.
We demand fair pay
and
fair treatment
from
by
consumers. I just want to live my life cycle. What are they keeping from us?
This is J.A. Thomas with All Things Drones. Because love bites, get a robot. Happy 2050 to all those in Listenerville that have joined us since I accidentally teleported to the year 2049. We're turning the chapter on this bright new year, stuck between two pillars in the Flatiron of New York City. And for those of you listening in 2023, good day. We're here at Love Bites, Get a Robot, reading stories about drones, and have been making some friends along the way. Unfortunately, those friends haven't been from emergency services, from EMS, but still hoping that perhaps the glaring light that's being emanated from the Microsoft Activision tower next door might parlay into some kind of frequency that would generate some kind of notice onto this building that there is still human life form in this building. I'm on the 15th floor. I can see the merry passers-by just walking back on the walk of shame from their New Year's Eve festivities. They look as a mixture of people drunk still from the night before, and a mixture of, you know, people that were a little bit more responsible on the New Year. Well, to keep my spirits light, I like to read stories that I am getting from my docket here from my home year. And now in 2023, as I'm not getting any new news, unfortunately, here, other than what I get from callers. So hopefully we'll have some callers today to brighten the day and make this new year start off with a bang. I did enjoy the festivities last night. We could hear them up here in the Flatiron from Times Square. Fireworks and celebrations. It was nice. I do say it's incredible that we still have such a big, if not bigger, New Year's celebration some decades later, two decades later, from my home year. But out here we celebrated a 2050 with a bang. I can tell you that much. I couldn't see much because I am kind of still covered in debris. I have unearthed myself enough to kind of peep outside, and I did see some beautiful fireworks festivities. Let's get into it. I see we have some callers already, but we'll hold as we read our story here. Today in drone news. Weed hunting drones help police bust illegal marijuana farms. Police in an English county have seized over 100 cannabis plants from an illegal growing operation taking place in a residential area. This marijuana farm, which was sniffed out by the police's drone team, is said to be, quote, one of many that have been disrupted this year, courtesy of weed hunting drones. We're talking about 2022 here. According to the UK's Lincolnshire Police, when its team entered the residential property on December 21st, it discovered multiple rooms with various cannabis plants at different stages of growth. While no one has been arrested at this stage, the investigation is ongoing. Police say that the success of the search warrant presents yet another example of why drones should be hailed as key in modern-day crime fighting. They say, quote, "Our drone team carried out initial exploration. We scoped the area at night and used thermal imaging to obtain footage that gave reasonable suspicion that the cultivation of cannabis was taking place," the police say, end quote. For those not familiar with indoor marijuana growing operations, the reason why drones are able to find cannabis farms is that an enormous amount of heat and light is needed to grow the weed. As the temperatures at night begin to drop, a drone fitted with a thermal imaging sensor can pick up properties emitting unusual amounts of heat quite easily. In a similar operation that took place on the morning of December 2nd, Lincolnshire police used drone footage to take out a search warrant for a residential property and discovered around 65 cannabis plants being grown in two rooms. There was evidence that other rooms had also been used recently to house plants. Quote, "The grow was illegal and also poses significant fire risk in a row of terraced houses. We used a variety of tactics, including our drone team, to build up a picture that led to this morning's action," end quote, said Inspector Colin Clarkson. I apologize for the feedback. So now that we're entering a new year here, the Microsoft Activision Tower has rebranded itself. I did see a float during the Christmas parade that indicated the branding of Actisoft. And now they are hoisting a holographic unit reading the newly envisioned Actisoft Tower logo. And it's pretty, it's ginormous. It's spectacular. It's sparkling, it's bright, it's blinding. Folks, it's blinding. But here's, maybe that's even more hope that the shine that's emanating this spectacular logo will somehow shine into the 15th floor of my building and alert whatever aerial units are passing by, drones that are passing by, that there is indeed life form in this building that needs to be saved. I have fortunately been able to conjure up snacks from ration packages that were left, presumably for someone else. Maybe these were misguided transits, but they have reached me, and I have an emergency survival kit here. I mustered up the strength to claw at the door, but unlike a cat, I cannot slither underneath the door surface. There's only a 2-inch gap between the door, and I was thinking I could MacGyver my way out into the open for just a bit. But I hope that saying after the first 48 hours of missing people, that you know, hope is lost. But let's take this caller. And this might be EMS or police or fire. Here's hoping. The last caller we had had a very ominous tone. tone to him and just kind of flew in and flew out with a very harrowing message. You want to check that out in our last episode. I don't want to revisit that moment, but maybe you do because fear is entertainment, or at least it was in 2022. But here's to the new year. Let's take this caller. Hello, this is J.A. Thomas with Today in Drone News, Love Bites, Get a Robot. And who am I speaking with?
Yeah.
And whom am I speaking with?
Whoa. You're like totally killing my buzz right now.
Oh, okay. Maybe it's the afterbirth of a New Year's Eve well spent, it sounds like.
No, no.
Yeah, it could be.
No, bro.
Oh, it looks like we have two callers. Is that?
Yeah.
That voice sounds really familiar. Is that DJI Mini 3 that we spoke with on our first cast of this season?
Yeah, it is. I came in to call. Actually, I was the one that called. I was the one that picked up the phone and decided to wish you a very happy new year. But I have a friend here and...
Yeah.
He's not doing very good.
He's not doing very good. He sounds a little hungover or something to that extent. Are you two calling in to just say hello or to talk about our story?
Yes. The story is very important to us, to both of us actually, but mainly important because I'm worried about the safety and well-being of my friend here.
Your friend is your friend? Can I ask a personal question?
Depends on what you're asking.
Is your friend a human?
Well, he's humanoid.
Yeah.
He sounds like, you know, some old friends we might have had in college, or people that we regretted, maybe, and the ones that party a little too hard.
No. He's not a party animal. He likes to party, but he's a delivery.
A delivery person. A delivery drone. See, now I'm confused.
Well, as I told you, or as I tried to tell you, but it seems like you have some problems hearing them. But maybe that comes from the time differentiation and the after effects of space-time travel or whatever you did.
Teleportation. It was an accidental teleportation on behalf of my good old testing crew and the QA crew over in my home time did... not let me know that I would be traveling many years into the future when I thought I was testing a VR game, but joke's on me.
Yeah, joke's on you. Anyways, I decided to call him because I was concerned about his health. I heard your story about the weed hunting drones helping police bust illegal marijuana farms, and I had to say something. Well, we had to say something.
Yeah, man, it's like not okay.
It's not okay.
Well, see, it's a business, but it's a legal thing.
When you say business, are you talking about the drones combating crime being a business?
Well, like, sorta. See, like, it's 2050 now, like, you have to open your mind. Things are legal.
The weed production is illegal and dissemination, and I believe that story was from an English county.
Yeah, it's like, it's actually like promoted. In fact, do you remember this company called Twitch?
Yeah, Twitch!
I think so.
Well, they became Twatch.
Twatch? That sounds kind of awful, to say the least. It sounds like an awful brand name.
Well, think about, like, if you're gonna become something new and you're going into the new year, you might as well open your horizons and just think a little more broad, man. Okay? So anyway, do you want to take this? DJ line.
No, I think you can talk for yourself. Okay, fine. Anyways, gamers wanted something to deliver their fast food to and while they were playing games, and it only became a natural assumption that they would want snacks with those games. I mean, snacks with their games, but that they would also want, you know, funtainment.
Funtainment. Well, can you define what funtainment is before we get into too many words or new words in my vocabulary here that I could handle here in my studio where I'm trapped? By the way, have you been able to contact EMS?
No, that's... Well, think about it. We gotta like you first.
You don't like me.
It's not that we don't like you, it's just that we don't know you. We don't trust humans. You know, after the war and such, but that's a different story.
Okay, tell me about funtainment.
Funtainment, as defined by the metaverse that was created in the late 2029, around that era. That's when I was working as a security drone. Funtainment is because people are all gamers. We're all gamers. We're all just playing games.
I'm following you. I'm a gamer myself.
We're all playing games, even if we're not playing a video game. But that's also another story. Anyways, in order to entertain the consumer, Twitch decided that they need snacks, foods, and mind-altering substance.
You're very cute. I just, I apologize for giggling. I really am enjoying this newfound kinship and your very stimulating conversation.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So, the funtainment came around and spurred a movement of drone delivery persons that were delivering fun.
Delivering fun?
Fun. Fun being in the sense of snack foods that you would like when you're high.
Oh.
Snack foods that you would like when you're inebriated. Or under the influence.
Yeah.
So, my friend, it comes from generations of generations of generations of delivery drones.
Yeah, like, made by Actisoft.
You're a drone.
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's nothing surprising me nowadays, so go on.
So he's a drone. He comes from generations of generations of delivery drones. And as I said in our first encounter, I had to warn you.
That you can't leave me on an ominous note like that, DJI Mini. I thought we were friends.
Did I say that we were friends?
Whoa, okay. Well, I guess friendship will take a little bit more time, and
I do have to go soon, but what I'm saying is that the delivery drones back then have become funtainment delivery drones now, and we don't like this misrepresentation that we're not all just bad, and we're not all just good either.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, what I'm trying to communicate, is that the weed hunting drones and the weed delivery drones, they're gonna be from the same gonna make.
That does make you think, right? That the technology on one side is competing against the technology on the other side. The battle of good and evil reigns true in robot world. But it looks like, as from what I can tell, in your, I don't know if you two live together.
Yeah, we like live together, but DJI Mini 3 is like totally you and him and everyone who's trying to put regulations on us. It's just really killing my buzz, and I'm just trying to do my job. Like, whoa, you need to slow down. Slow down.
Oh, well, I just wanted to thank you two for calling in and at least keeping me company out here in the in my solo recording studio. I think I've gotten a lot out of this conversation and a lot out of our story. I do have many questions, though. Questions that, yeah, of course you would. Questions that could possibly be answered as we ignite a friendship and...
You know, yeah, and would you mellow out, too?
If I mellow out, too. Well, it's hard to be mellow nowadays, but I'm going to do my best and keep strong. And, oh, we seem to have lost that caller. Or our friends over there. I didn't even get my new friend's name. But 'tis the season, and as are things and many of the festivities that our listeners out there in Listenerville might have encountered this New Year's Eve 2023 back there at home. This is J.A. Thomas with All Things Drones, reminding you to always recycle your obsolete drones. Sponsored proudly by drugfree.org, drugfr33.org.
This season on Today in Drone News, love bites, get a robot.
We do all the things humans don't want to do.
Girl, with
all the work.
Would you say that you like serving humans? Would you say that you put your life at risk by serving humans? What is the lifespan of a drone? So you've been many things in your life.
We do all the things that people don't want to do, but we're here to warn you.
What is the warning, and what is the big news behind drones? What are they keeping from us?
My owners beat me, starve me.
There are so many secrets. We demand fair pay
My
and
owners
fair
beat
treatment
me.
By consumers.
Starve me.
Don't want to know what I have to tell you. Drones are everywhere.
We demand fair pay.
We demand fair pay
and
fair
treatment from
by consumers.
I just want to live my life cycle. What are they keeping from us?